This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. It sounds like a river and looks like a makeshift tributary, but this water is flowing from a canal feeding one of Arizona's underground water banks on Salt River Pima Indian land just north of Mesa. KJZZ's Tony Ganser reports on why regulators are hoping these water banks stay open for business.
From the surface, the Granite Reef Underground Storage Project looks like 200 acres of rice paddies, seven rectangular basins built into the earth filled with still, shallow water. A few cows graze on small vegetation peeking above the surface.
Rather than storing water above ground, we have some excess CAP water and other water supplies that now we're storing it underground for future purposes.
Bruce Allen is with the Salt River Project Utility Company.
What we've stored here to date is close to 900,000 acre-feet of water since 94. That's probably 12 saguaro lakes underground here at this 200-acre facility.
Here's how it works. Colorado River water flows to a set of basins like this from the Central Arizona Project, or CAP Canal. Once in the basins, the water percolates into the ground like liquid through a coffee filter. This water replenishes groundwater later used for agricultural and city water systems. This site was picked by a geologist as part of the now dry Salt River because it has the right makeup to hold water. And the technology is not limited to SRP's operations.
The Central Arizona Project has our Tonopah Desert Research site, got our hieroglyphic site. We come on down to the...
Larry Dozier is deputy general manager of CAP, which has seven banking sites. He says one of the main benefits of water banking is the ability to shield water from Arizona's harsh climate.
We do have lots of storage capacity on the Colorado River in Powell and Meade. If we leave it in those reservoirs, we lose our rights to it. If we bring it over here, put it underground, it's here. It's ours. It stays there. It doesn't evaporate. It'll be there for the future.
Oh, yes. To the degree that the water is available to bank, we will use those to the fullest extent possible because that is our insurance.
Herb Gunther is the director of Arizona's Department of Water Resources. He likes the idea of water banks because they allow Arizona to draw down its full entitlement of Colorado River water every year by storing it, rather than just letting it flow down the river into Mexico. But Gunther says banking is just one part of a bigger plan for Arizona water.
We have to start looking at the next horizon, weather modification, you start looking at veg management, desalination. We've always been moving the water the wrong way. We take it from our interior rivers to the coast. Well, now we're going to start moving it the other way, take it from the coast to the interior states of the West.
There's still ample water supplies behind those reservoirs, but we can't ignore the fact that we're in a long-term drought situation and we need to use this water supply as efficiently as possible.
Bruce Hallam with SRP says it's water banking sites like this that allow the state to make deposits and withdrawals as needed, and they're definitely part of the future of Arizona water management. And just like with any bank, the water stored will pay dividends over time. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.
You can see pictures and hear this report again at kjzz.org.